From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture, and we invite you to join us on the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 1021 in Aberdeen, South Dakota. Also on 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, North Dakota, Farm News in Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890 Lisbon and Fargo, and 910 Classic Country KCJB in Minot, North Dakota. Well, after rising to a growth neutral for two straight months, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index fell below the 50 threshold for July. That according to the latest monthly survey of bank CEOs in 10 Midwestern states. The index, which ranges between 0 and 100, tumbled to 40.7, its lowest level since November of last year and down from 50 in June. Organizer Ernie Goss says drought conditions and weak grain prices are to blame, as they've attributed negatively to economic conditions. Now for the month, the July farmland and ranchland price index sank to 36.6 from June's 40. The July farm equipment sales index fell to 20 from 26.2 in June. Borrowing by farmers was very strong for July as the loan volume index climbed 81.5, the second highest reading on record, and up from 78.3 in June. Finally, the confidence index, which reflects expectations for the economy 6 months out, slumped to a weak 38.4 from 48.9 in June, indicating a continued pessimistic outlook among bankers. Also, the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee has halted a bill that would have allowed gasoline with 15% ethanol to be sold year-round. The bill was co-sponsored by Republican Senators Deb Fischer in Nebraska and Chuck Grassley of Iowa, along with Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana. Despite the bipartisan support, the legislation was unable to muster enough support in the committee. Committee leaders announced Friday that there would be no action on the bill before the August recess. It also remains unclear whether the legislation will be resurrected sometime in the fall. Ethanol groups say the fight for year-round E15 sales don't end with this failure support for the bill. Further, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said in May that the EPA was working to determine whether the agency had the authority to allow year-round sales of E15 fuels. Well, if you want good news, here it comes from China. They've opened its doors for U.S. rice to be imported into that country for the first time ever. A phytosanitary agreement signed by both countries last week opened the door for U.S. rice producers to export to China. Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, president of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, says China can use a lot of U.S. rice.
China consumes the equivalent of the entire U.S. rice crop every 13 days. And I'm going to repeat that. China consumes the equivalent of the entire U.S. rice crop every 13 days. And we expect China to import 4.8 million metric tons of milled rice in 2017-2018. It's by far the world's largest import market. Imports have surged since the beginning of the decade and have been between 4.5 and 5 million metric tons annually. And again, China opened its rice market when the country joined the World Trade Organization in 2001, but U.S. rice was barred from the market because of, quote, a lack of a phytosanitary protocol between the two governments.
Well, that's Louisiana Agriculture Commissioner Mike Strain. He's the president of the National State Department's of Agriculture. Well, we're going to take another break here, but when we come back, we're actually going to talk about a class action lawsuit. It's aimed at Monsanto over dicamba spraying. If you've seen any of the pictures on the internet or actually seen any farmers' fields that don't look exactly right because of dicamba spraying, we're going to talk about that when we come back. More of Inside Agriculture. Stick around. We've got more news coming your way right after this.